Who would you want to have? Oh, who would you want your someone to narrate your life? Who would you want? So, wait.
You.
If someone
It would
could
be too
narrate,
depressing
no,
if it was actually
no.
you.
If someone could narrate your life, who would it be?
Wow, I don't know. Wait, that's a hard question. Give me something else. I don't know. Okay, next.
Next. Okay.
You.
Oh shoot, that was the only good question.
That's so awkward.
I know. I thought you'd take a long time. I'm trying to think of my other questions. Oh yeah, if you what job would you do for a day?
For a day,
Yeah.
being like a musician or something.
Like what would be your
Well,
instrument?
if I could play the piano, I would choose that because, or if I could just play the violin really well.
Like for like a symphony or like a per like I don't
A soloist. No,
know.
I'm kidding.
Be for everyone to be like
Okay, like maybe a piano, like accompaniment of like a singer.
that'd be cool.
Yes.
Or like the like someone like or like the keyboardist for like a band.
Exactly.
Okay, that's it for questions.
Stay microphone. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, the question is, who would you want to narrate your life, or like have a little like voiceover for like things that happen in your life?
Oh, that's such a good question. It'd have to be someone with a really cool accent, even though I don't have one. Who would I want?
I can go up. I can go if you want.
Who would you have?
I would want Bob Ross.
Oh yeah, because he'd be so calm and
Yeah,
soothing.
and no, and just like yeah, it'd just be awesome. To be if like stressful and like you know and like really stressed out and like just Bob narrating.
Oh yeah, like maybe he was having a tough day,
Yeah.
but then he saw a tree. Who would? Oh wait, I want to see. Okay, hold on. Someone. I'm gonna have Nicole Kidman
Okay.
narrate my life because I love her Australian accent and I feel like she would bring a little spunkiness to it that would make it interesting.
Okay.
That's such a good question.
Thank you.
Girls in the middle,
What would
riot!
you
Wait,
yeah, let's
okay.
just would you rather be on a reality TV show with your family or with strangers?
Strangers.
Strangers.
Not one of the others
I
in my
think
family.
strangers. I think strangers would be fun, because my family's not that entertain. Wouldn't be entertaining to watch. It'd just be Dale and I in my room with our mom
No, and then
downstairs.
no, the drum would be like, who are they gonna pick for the dogs?
Who's gonna feed the dogs next? Yeah, that's the drama of the show.
What'd be yours, Becca?
I guess strangers, yeah, because then I'd meet something different.
I would pick your family.
Is your family that entertaining?
Yeah. Feels a bit, yeah. Okay, I don't have any more questions. Would you rather have a sweet tooth but never have a cavity or be like a really good athlete but never get anything like sprained or anything? So you're like always on like so like you always like good for like playing things.
The second one? Are you
Like you're a really good athlete and that doesn't get like injured at all.
I would like the sweet tooth because I don't like sports.
Good answer.
Does gymnastics count?
Yeah,
Wait,
like
you
I.
do like backhand spring and not like injure yourself?
Yeah. Okay. I think I can pick up that long of an audio, but
No,
sure.
no, what?
Just say words.
The sweet tooth one because I love candy and I would eat it all day long if I could, except I get worried that I'll get cavities and end up on like one of those commercials, you know, when people get like dentures because their teeth are all disgusting.
Yeah,
That
wait.
would be me.
What would you? What would be your like strange addiction episode? You're addicted to flossing?
No, I just do it regularly.
Oh.
You floss?
Yes, I floss
Your
once a day.
teeth don't bleed after doing it one
No,
time?
he flosses whatever is necessary.
necessary.
What does that mean?
Okay, one time I was at school and I needed to floss.
She always has floss in her backpack.
Yeah, and then one time I didn't have floss, so I just used a piece of hair.
You use a piece of hair?
She told me she did the same thing one time. It's not that weird.
It's
just
that.
Two people. With my own hair.
But that...
It was actually a hair she found on the ground.
It was not.
That's no, so gross.
Not really.
It's not that like gross, but like, it was just why at school and why in front of everyone.
What?
You were literally like...
It was like in the art room.
No, it was... I have a video of it.
Oh my god.
It was in so front in sophomore hall. Remember?
Do you guys remember when we were sophomores?
Oh, yeah. Highlight of the highest.
Highlight.
What would be your strange addiction, Laura?
I don't have. Oh, mine would be just hoarding stationery supplies. Because right now I have about 10 notebooks that I have not used and have no use for them. And then I have like 10 of pencil sets, most of them up like 40 pencils in each of like the same colors. At least 200 pens.
That's so nuts.
Yeah. And then I have a bunch of canvases that I haven't used. Like, I just cleaned out a box or my room of gel pens, and it's a full box, like a foot by 2 feet at least, and it's just packed with gel pens and markers.
That's so much. Okay, back up.
I think it would be like buying sweatshirts, even though it doesn't ever get cold here. So I like don't really ever have the opportunity to wear all of the sweatshirts that I have, but I like getting them.
Okay. I don't know what my strange addiction would be. Screaming. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just screaming. If you could have someone to narrate your life, who would it be?
You mean like, as if it was a voiceover that was given a... Morgan Freeman.
Okay. Thank you. If you could have someone to voice over in your life, who would it be?
It would be Manny, because Manny always is humorous in light of hard situations, and so it would be fun to always have Manny
I feel like I would just like make fun of you. Just like, oh
yeah, and then it would all be okay, because you know, life is okay even when bad things happen, and Manny points that out a lot.
That's true. I'd be like the negative person. You'd be like, but it's all right though.
Exactly.
Okay, that's a good answer, thank you. I feel that was like a compliment on my behalf. Like,
it is a compliment.
Thank you. Okay. Who would you want to voice over your life?
I would want Olaf from Frozen. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, I want Olaf from Frozen because he's cute.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, anytime. Wasn't that so good?
Yeah.
That just...
This is after the week even happened, and... good week, and things are manageable, and give it a 5 out of 5. Got affirmed by multiple people, and yeah, things are going my way, and yeah, it's pretty not new. It's just like, whoa, I don't want to get too comfortable, but like, it's like good to have a good life and nothing bad happen. And optimism may be in my future if this happens for a little longer, but hopefully I can have it somewhat. Okay. Never know how to end it off, but thanks for listening, and hope you had a good week and lots of love, and know that you're appreciated and cared for by others, even if they don't
explicitly tell you. And yeah, that's it. Also, forgot to mention that Charlotte's birthday happened, and excited for her, and yeah, just announcement.